Though Election Day is November 2nd, in more than 30 states, midterm voting is already underway. Florida is just one of the many states that now allows people to cast votes in early polling locations weeks before an election. Absentee ballots are even more common. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that early voting is changing the way we cast our votes and the way candidates conduct their campaigns.
At her office in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes says her staff is already busy conducting an election. The first phase, receiving and recording absentee ballots.
Most voters started to receive their ballots on Saturday. We sent out over 75,000, so we are beginning to receive voted absentee ballots.
Florida has long had a liberal policy on absentee balloting, allowing any qualified voter to mail in their ballot. 6 years ago, the state went the next step with early voting. 2 weeks before the election, every county sets up polling stations, allowing people to cast their votes where and when it's convenient. A similar system is in place in California, Georgia, Ohio, and more than two dozen other states. Snipes says the idea is to make it easy for people to vote.
Election day, as we know it, is not quite what it used to be. We start voting 45 days out from an election.
In the presidential election 2 years ago, more than half of all votes in Florida were cast either through absentee ballots or early voting. It's a trend that's only expected to increase, and it's having an effect on campaigns. This year, in the closing days before Florida's August primary, polls showed the state's Attorney General, Bill McCollum, leading former hospital CEO Rick Scott in the race for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. But when the votes were counted, Scott won. McCollum blamed the large number of Floridians who cast votes early, before he surged in the polls.
I know Rick Scott was up in the polls considerably over me 2 or 3 weeks before the balloting, and so I would surmise that he probably had a pretty hefty margin in maybe the absentees and the early voting.
In Florida, the state Republican Party has long been good at using absentee ballots as part of its effective get-out-the-vote effort. It's a strategy copied in 2008 by the Obama campaign. For weeks before the election, Obama volunteers targeted Democratic and independent voters, distributing absentee ballot request forms and encouraging people to go to early polling sites. Steve Shale is a Democratic strategist who directed the Obama campaign in Florida.
We banked a lot of votes really early. It allowed us to go into Election Day with confidence we were going to win, almost regardless of what happened on that day.
Shale says with the growing importance of early voting, campaigns now have to get their candidate's story out earlier. In the old days, 8 or 10 years ago, he says elections were like a book with a beginning, a middle, and a climax on Election Day.
These days, people vote in second and third chapters. So you find yourself having to sort of front-load information. It makes campaigns more expensive. I think it's driving some of this earlier negativity. You don't want to take the risk that people are voting before they know all of the facts you want them to know about both you and your opponent.
Paul Gronke, director of the Early Voting Information Center at Oregon's Reed College, says for campaigns, early voting has become a vital tool for mobilizing voters and monitoring turnout. In Oregon, Florida, and other states, elections officials make public the names and addresses of early voters, oftentimes just hours after they cast their votes. Gronke says campaigns pore over the information and use it to direct resources where they're needed.
You can tell when your ballot has arrived and it's been scanned and your voter registration number is put up in a database because the calls just stop. I mean, they stop the next day.
The downside, critics say, is that early voting encourages people to go to the polls when their information about the candidates may not yet be complete. And although it's more convenient, there's no evidence yet that early voting does anything to increase turnout. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.